Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of future Liberty State, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong, about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but moving to action. It's also about the gospel of the kingdom, Zechariah 2:5, but I declares the Lord will be a wall of fire to her on all sides, and I will be the glory in her midst. Why don't you, if you get a chance, to take a moment right now, share this program, like, comment, and please, everybody go to Rumble and subscribe there. It's a great way for us to get around the internet censorship that is becoming more and more pervasive against Patriot Radio. I want to give you guys an encouraging word, though. We were in Olympia, Washington last Friday, and it was absolutely amazing. Estimated 6,000 people there. That was an estimate by the Washington State Patrol. We have seen a lot of transformation over the years. Last Friday was a turning point. The first time baptisms had been done on the Capitol lawn, at least to our knowledge in modern history. We also saw Satanists evangelized. We saw people's lives completely transformed right in one moment there on the Capitol grounds. These are the kind of things that we need to continue to bring forward, and you're going to have an opportunity coming up here on August 20th, and I'll get to that here in a little bit. But my sense is that many people who have been defeated or thinking things are just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse, that's actually not happening. Things are bad in one sense, but there also is a lot of light and a lot of people waking up right now and coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I want to talk quickly about a couple testimonies there from the Capitol. Incredible. One particular young man, totally set free. He had been stuck in his life. He encountered Jesus Christ, totally set free, released into the ministry that God had called them into. Several other people that I saw completely set free from addiction, had thrown, in fact, some of their stuff up onto the platform and now walking in freedom. We saw Satanists who were evangelized. They actually didn't run away. They were having a conversation. And very interestingly, when you mentioned that Jesus loved them, that's when their faces would turn white, because I think it's hard for a lot of people to even understand or believe that. Now, obviously, that's only part of the gospel, but the point is that for many people, just acknowledging that Jesus died for them on the cross and Jesus loves them is one of the key points of breakthrough, especially in this generation. Be encouraged. Share the gospel everywhere you go. You never know when it will make a difference. We were talking to a waitress the other day. She's going to come to church now for the first time in years. You never know the moment that Jesus wants to touch somebody. Most of the time, he actually wants to touch them through you. So be that evangelist that God has called you to be and bring the light into the darkness. And that brings us now to good versus evil segment today. Very interesting. Sometimes we don't understand with our own mouth the curses we can actually call down on ourselves, or with our own actions, the curses that we can become involved with. Listen to this testimony.
The last day I did astrology, I was reading my birth chart, which is just this chart that you know, it's supposed to tell you everything about your life, your past, and your future. And I was reading that it said that I was going to get a divorce, that I was going to marry like some random person of a different, it's not even like the person I married. It's some, oh, you're going to marry a Taurus or whatever. It said that I was prone to head trauma and head tumors and all of this so demonic
crazy
stuff.
Oh.
People don't understand when you come into agreement with your zodiac sign, you're literally coming into agreement with curses. It literally.
That's right. That's it. And you need to be careful with this stuff, because I've also seen testimonies where people have received those curses and actually things have started to happen to them. So we don't need to receive any of that stuff. We just need to receive the promises of Jesus Christ, who as the Son of God rules and reigns and should in every area of our life. And also from our Father in heaven, who is a good, good Father and wants that for us. That brings us now to your daily intelligence briefing on the international front. First, the globalists coming to us from Technocracy News. According to a study, bridging analog DNA with digital electrical stimulation paves the way for wearable-based electro-controlled gene expression, with the potential to connect medical interventions to an internet of the body or the internet of things. I want you to understand what this is. Scientists discover a way to control DNA with electricity. That's the title of the article, but I want you to understand what this is. You know how you can have OnStar in your car and they actually can shut your car off through these remote access points? Think about if you had that on your heart or your body. Now, of course, there is a current explosion of interest in medical wearables, according to this article. And it's to improve your life and to monitor everything and to monitor your exercise and all these things. But think about, for a second, the future applications of this interface. Treating diabetes, heart irregularities, all of this, remotely, of course. But think about the nefarious part of this, where somebody actually that is a nefarious actor could get a hold of it. Stop your heart. This is raising some serious questions. Do we want to be connected to that Internet of Things as human beings? I mean, isn't that kind of like that weird Star Trek episode about the Borg? And what if the globalists are the ones actually behind this technology so that they can control everything we do? Possible? Well, our guest is going to be talking about that today. Clay Clark is going to be on in here in a few minutes, once again here on Patriot Radio. Now, coming to us from Ann Magazine, moving next to China. We just found a secret Chinese bio lab near a major U.S. military base. How many more are there? Well, there's all this stuff going back and forth of, well, it's kind of a sloppy lab. And wait a minute. It's a lab near a military base. And particularly since we know from General Qi's secret speech that the Chinese wanted to develop genetically based bioweapons. This is a fact. They put it out there. Now we find that they're actually trying to do this inside the United States of America. The secret lab apparently went into operation in late 2022. It was run by a company called Prestige Biotech, which is licensed in Nevada, but has no license to operate in California, where it was found. The head of Prestige is a guy named Wang Yao, whose address is also in Nevada. Now, this is also fascinating. Investigators identified infectious agents on site. Here's the list. Chlamydia, E. coli, Streptococcus pneumonia, Hepatitis B and C, Herpes 1 and 5, and Rubella. The CDC also found samples of malaria, and thousands of package boxes were found as well, many with shipping labels from China. I don't know what could be more of a red flag than this. The question is, how many more of these are there out there? And secondly, when is the United States government going to acknowledge publicly that the Chinese have an intentional program of bioweapons to try to take down the West? And what are we doing about it? That's the question. And that moves us next to Indo-Pac News from Twitter. Map of the U.S. Navy's deployed carrier strike groups and amphibious ready groups for July 31st. We can bring this map up here. I think USNI News is the one that made the map. But you can see that there is a quick expansion of U.S. Navy deployed carrier groups. Now we're going to go to the next Indo-Pac News article, which shows a map of geopolitical and military events in the Pacific and how that is becoming a powder keg, because this is just in July. So these trackers, you will see, show a whole bunch of Chinese military operations, a whole bunch of U.S. and allied military operations, all in various places, but specifically in close proximity to each other. This is a huge powder keg. There could be a flashpoint at any moment. The Chinese particularly are moving their pseudo-navy, which is their fishing ships, into Philippine-claimed waters. And the Philippines is saying enough. So is, well, New Guinea and Japan. And now the United States is helping to enforce some of these waters with U.S. Coast Guard vessels. That is another potential flashpoint. So we're going to keep our eyes on this, but these are some really good maps. And if you haven't checked this out, Indo-Pac News is a fantastic news site to follow, but we also retweet on at Rep Matt Shea on Twitter. That brings us next to the Middle East. Now, this is close to the Middle East. It's Italy, but a drone video of a man suspected of setting fires in southern Italy has busted the popular narrative in the media and in government that climate change is behind the global spate of wildfires. Now, there have been a ton of wildfires in Canada. We've heard these reports for years. Now, I want to go back, take you back over a decade. Al-Qaeda published in its training manuals that operatives in foreign countries should start wildfires, particularly, wait for it, in Western Europe, the United States, and Canada. And that they should do multiple fires because it will overwhelm the resources of these countries. Read the article, check it out for yourself. But just one more example that a lot of the things that we see right now, they just may not be accurate. In fact, they may be intentional. They may be a part of a global war against the United States. Which brings us to Gateway Pundit. Dancing shirtless man pumping gas in New York, stabbed to death by offended Muslim. Horrible video. The victim, now wait for this, a gay black male, was pumping gas and dancing around in pink swim trunks when a group of Muslims confronted him about his offensive behavior, and then he was killed. Make no mistake about this. This is jihad on American soil. And those of you that listen to Patriot Radio who are more of the leftist bent, hear my voice right now. This is just a foretaste of what is going to happen throughout America if we continue to allow the southern border to be porous and we continue to allow the spread of jihadi groups, organizations, funding, and clear Sharia law ideology here in America. This right here. That brings us next to the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Now, this is very important. We kind of watch Turkey, we watch Saudi Arabia to see what's happening in the Middle East. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have been holding ongoing talks, with one of the key points being the normalization of relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Now, they don't have official relations, but there have been a lot of back-channel negotiations. And I want you to hear this part of it coming to us from Open Source Intelligence. Various U.S. and Israeli government officials have made statements or undertaken trips in the past few weeks. Prime Minister Netanyahu said a deal may be on the way. He said this Sunday that a future rail expansion in Metro Tel Aviv may provide overland links to Saudi Arabia. Now, this is something that I don't think people ever thought might even be talked about, but can you imagine overland links to Saudi Arabia from Israel? Wow. So we're going to keep our eyes on that as well, coming to us from Open Source Intelligence. That brings us next to an article and some commentary by Trent Tolenko. This shows and we're moving to Ukraine and Russia, a key bridge to the Crimean Peninsula, a rail bridge that was struck by Ukrainian missiles. And it really does look, and I would agree with this analysis logistically, it does not look like this bridge is going to be repaired anytime soon, which means that there is yet another attack on Russian logistics and supply lines. Just from a military perspective, the next 3-4 weeks or so, we're going to see a huge shift one way or the other in this conflict. Going to keep our eyes on this. But again, the Russian Achilles heel is logistics, and it always has been. Coming to us from OSINT Defender, a statement by the Polish Ministry of Defense. Now, this just happened about 2 hours ago, maybe 3 hours ago now. So pay attention to this. This is a dramatic escalation in the Polish-Belarusian border region. Statement by Polish Ministry of Defense regarding two helicopters of the Belarusian Air Force, which crossed into Polish airspace earlier today. Due to the incident, the Polish Minister of National Defense has ordered the deployment of additional ground forces as well as attack helicopters to the border with Belarus. We've been watching and monitoring this for a little while. Wagner forces are concentrating near the border region. So you have Belarus, Poland, and Ukraine. They've been concentrating in that border region, and the Polish government has moved several battalions to that area. And obviously, they're not going to tell us exactly how many, but safe to say there's going to be at least two battalions and a reserve battalion in that area, if not more. So this, again, a potential flashpoint. And it's almost as if this is like a foregone conclusion that World War III is going to start. It's just a question of when and how many years from now or how many months from now. That brings us to the next map so you understand why this is so important. So you can see also, I just talked about the Poland, Belarus, Ukrainian border region. Also up near Poland, Lithuania, and Belarus, there is something called the Zwolki Gap. And that gap there has been always a very strategic point. And most people do not know that Kaliningrad is a Russian protectorate that is right in the middle of NATO countries and separated quite far, actually, from Russia. But the closest ally is Belarus. This has always been in military war plans and talked about literally for decades that this is a key piece of terrain. And now we're also seeing a concentration of forces there. And as this says, coming to us from Nexta, according to the Polish Prime Minister, more than 100 mercenaries of the Wagner Group have moved towards that gap near a town called Rodna in Belarus. They may be disguised as border guards or illegal immigrants, etc. So anyway, this is similar to what happened when the Russians came into Crimea. But there's a lot more information coming out on these things today, so they can't get really too slick with it. That takes us next to the National Front. Now, most of you have probably heard of the testimony of Devin Archer and how it is conclusively proving what is shaping up to be one of the greatest corruption scandals in the history of Washington, according to Gateway Pundit. Here are some key takeaways from this testimony per the House Oversight Committee. When Joe Biden was vice president, he joined Hunter Biden's dinners with his foreign business associates, in person or by speakerphone over 20 times. In other words, there is no question that he was part of these conversations. Devin Archer admitted that Burisma would have gone out of business if the brand had not been attached to it. Because of the Biden's involvement, people would have been intimidated to mess with Burisma legally. Then you get down to where kind of more the legal, well, at least, I mean, all of these have a legal implication, but the really serious legal matters are involved. According to, again, this testimony, Biden and a series of other people stepped away to make a phone call, and it raises concerns that Hunter Biden was in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Joe Biden was dialed into a dinner in Paris, a French energy company, and in China with Jonathan Lee, the CEO of BHR. Then VP Biden also had coffee with Lee in Beijing and even wrote a letter of recommendation for college for Lee's daughter. Archer confirmed Joe Biden was referred to, quote, as my guy by Hunter Biden. Now, if Joe Biden was on those phone calls 20 times with Hunter's shady business partners, this could end up being one of the greatest corruption scandals in the history of Washington. But it also begs the question that Sam Faddis raised many months ago. Do we have a foreign agent in the White House? That brings us next to the Western Journal. Trump is handed a win, says stolen election, claims protected by presidential immunity. Pennsylvania state judge ruled Monday that a county election worker cannot sue former President Trump for statements he made while in office questioning the integrity of the 2020 election. You see how they attack this? And you got to know that these questions must be the right questions to ask. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend all of this energy to try and attack the president. And don't we have the right to ask questions about the integrity of our election since there were a lot of anomalous things that happened? Why would they try to shut that down unless there was something actually there? Now, I want to mention one other thing quickly before we get to some of the events coming up. The economy is all over the place right now. People are saying it's up, it's down, it's not going to be a recession this year, it'll be a recession next year. I just want to focus on one thing, how businesses are being treated. The Epoch Times, growing number of U.S. banks tightening credit standards for business and consumers. According to a July survey conducted by the Federal Reserve, a net total of roughly 51% of banks said they had tightened lending standards for commercial and industrial loans to larger and medium-sized businesses during the second quarter. That's up from 46% of banks that said they had done so in the first quarter of this year. So we have a tightening of credit that's happening, which is obviously going to affect the economy. And this is a lag time where you will see the tightening of credit, then you will see the stopping of projects or just the completion of projects and not the starting of other and newer projects. Why do I say this now? It looks like something is shaping up for this fall and then early into 2024, and probably intentionally timed that way. The economy is facing headwinds from tighter credit conditions for households and businesses, which are likely to weigh on economic activity, hiring, and inflation. Just like I talked about, when you start seeing that, then businesses actually start laying off people, or they don't hire new people, or they just leave positions unfilled. This will continue into next year, obviously, but I think this really gives a highlight on this fall. When I talk about this fall, I'm talking about late September, early October. And remember, you heard it here on Patriot Radio and the great news source, Epoch Times, first. All right, that brings us to a fantastic video. There are some great videos out there about testimonies about God working in somebody's life, but you got to hear this. About 3 minutes. Just bear with us on this. Listen to the entire video. It is amazing. Go ahead.
Dwayne was a pastor in Texas, a great Bible teacher, and he caught a flu. This flu virus attacked his vocal cords. It was a very unusual thing. It damaged the nerve tissue beyond repair. Over the next 3 years, he went to 63 specialists, over 200 doctors. He said it felt like somebody choking you. He had to step down from his church. He was devastated. They knew that he was discouraged and maybe thought maybe they could, you know, it would be encouragement to have him teach. And so they hooked him up with this microphone, the special microphone where they could, you could just barely hear what he was saying. And I want you to listen to this audio tape, Pastor Dwayne Miller.
So when the psalmist writes, and he heals all of my diseases, let me say to you that I believe God still heals. Now you have to be careful on how you do this, because there are folks who carry things to an excess and it becomes a show. God heals in his sovereign will. I don't know why God does things that he does, but I know that he does. And the only thing he requires of me is to allow him to be God and me to be me, and let it be. To say that every single person will always be healed because Jesus died on the cross is a misinterpretation of Scripture. Not true. Won't work. Isaiah 53 doesn't talk about physical healing. I'm sorry.
That's so Travis, could you hit pause real quick?
And to impress that.
So this is really important. Even when you have wrong doctrine, God can still show up in that moment. Go ahead, roll it.
Causes a misinterpretation of Scripture. That's wrong. On the other hand, to say that since we don't have anything after the book of Acts, that miracles ended at the book of Acts and they never happen again is equally as wrong. Because you have put God in a box both ways. And he doesn't want to be in the box. So, the psalmist says, I'm excited. Bless the Lord, O my soul. One of his benefits is he heals all of my diseases. And then in verse 4 he says, and he redeems my life from the pit. Now, I like that verse just a whole lot. I have had, and you have had in times past, pit experiences. We've all had times when our life seemed to be in a pit, in a grave.
Wow.
And we didn't have an answer for the pit we find ourselves in. And I don't understand this right now. I'm but overwhelmed at the moment. Sounds funny to say at a loss for words.
God showed up right in that moment and healed him. Right, live on air. And notice when it happened. It was when he confessed with his mouth the truth about God's will for his life, that God does heal of diseases. Like that. And he was healed. Amazing testimony. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us. And remember, if you get the opportunity, go to Rumble, subscribe, share this wherever you find it, comment on it, and hit the like button. Help us get around the censorship. And being a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American really is the way forward. Now, self-reliant doesn't mean self-sufficient in the sense of we don't need God. It means that God has provided for us. We don't need the resources of the world. We just need the resources of the kingdom. I want to also mention that with Rumble, people are going to many different social media networks right now. You can find us across all of them. But what's really important is that we have kind of one base to broadcast from, and Rumble is that base. And that's where we can really speak into people's lives without being censored like we are on YouTube. I mean, one time we were broadcasting, I think we had, we had something like -9 views or something like that. And we're like, -9? How is that even possible? It's not possible unless you're getting censored, right? Same with Facebook, same with even with Twitter, especially in the old days of Twitter. So Rumble is a great place. Gab is a great place. Getter is a great place. MeWe is a great place to go and make sure, hit share and subscribe, or at least sign up for several of them. And the reason for doing that is in case one gets taken down or censored, we can move then to the next one. All right. Now that brings us to a couple of local events coming up. First of all, coming up August 11th through the 13th, Chris Overstreet is going to be right here at On Fire Ministries in downtown Spokane with his gospel truck and his mini gospel truck. We're going to be training evangelism on Friday, August 11th at 10 a.m. We're going to then send out evangelist teams throughout the entire city. And if you've never seen the mini gospel truck can basically pull up to a park, the little platform comes out, we can worship there, and then send teams out into the neighborhood and evangelize. It's amazing, amazing stuff. So we're going to be doing that on the 11th. Then that night at 7 p.m., we're going to be doing a worship inside right here at On Fire Ministries. And that time of worship is going to happen. Then we're going to send out evangelism teams again that night on the 11th. Now the next morning, 10 a.m., so both mornings at 10 a.m., we're going to be doing a fantastic training again and sending teams out again into the city of Spokane. And that afternoon at 6 p.m., we will be doing an open-air worship right here at On Fire Ministries in the parking lot. I look forward to seeing you all there. We also have a pastor's luncheon. We also have a pastor's luncheon on the 11th as well. So the 11th and 12th, we're going to be sending out evangelism teams. We're going to be doing worship on Friday at 7 p.m., worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., and then a regular service on Sunday right here at On Fire Ministries, 10 a.m. on Sunday the 13th. Now, that brings us to the next really important event. I want you to mark your calendars. Both of these are really important, but I want you to mark your calendars. August 20th at the Pavilion in downtown Spokane, Sean Foyt is coming back with the Let Us Worship Tour. I look forward to seeing everybody there. It's going to be 5 p.m. on August 20th. We just had 6,000 people at the Capitol in Olympia. We're looking forward to seeing at least that many and more here in downtown Spokane. Again, August 20th at 5 p.m. at the Pavilion in downtown Spokane. Sean Foyt's going to be here. If you've never been to an event like this, we do baptisms. We do open-air worship. A lot of people, like last time, last year, people were throwing drugs and just their cigarettes and tobacco up on the platform. People getting saved, healed, delivered. A lot of people were set free from the homosexual lifestyle. It was an incredible thing. So, August 20th, 5 p.m., downtown Spokane at the Pavilion. Sean Foyt coming back with Let Us Worship. Look forward to seeing you then. All right, it is my great honor to introduce Clay Clark. He's the founder of the Reawaken America Tour, business coach and entrepreneur, host of the Thrive Time Show podcast, thrivetimeshow.com, one of the top business podcasts in America. Clay Clark, it is great to have you back on Patriot Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you. And to my right, this is Aaron Antis. And
hey, Aaron.
I'll say this for anybody out there that hasn't listened to my podcast. It is very consistent. So if you go to rumble.com and you dare to subscribe to my channel, you are going to get pelted with facts related to the Great Reset. 10, sometimes 20 shows a day, just boom, boom, boom. A lot of clips of the Marxist, Luciferian, globalist Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari, these sorts of things. And then if you're saying, I want a calmer approach, if you subscribe on iTunes or somewhere else to my business-only podcast, I'll put out, usually 4 or 5 shows a week there. So again, we got the business podcast that people kind of primarily know me from, but with the Great Reset, I just feel like we got to get this information out quickly, and so we are pumping that content out there.
So speaking of the Great Reset, one of your favorite people, Kamala Harris, made some comments recently. Let's roll that clip, Travis, and get Clay's reaction.
About the impact on something like public health. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
What do you think, Clay?
I'm going to share with you some facts about Kamala Harris. And by the way, I appreciate you telling your listeners that she is one of my favorite people. I think that's an impressive above Adolf Hitler, I guess, on the list. Okay. So Kamala Harris, you might say, well, how did she get to the top? Okay, so we're going to do, folks, is I'm going to encourage everyone to look this up. Type in extramarital affair with Kamala Harris, ? Former San Francisco mayor, 84, admits that it happened. Yeah. So the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, has admitted, yeah, it is true. That is how she got to the top, was they teamed up. Kamala Harris also, if you look this up, folks, in the Washington Times, she's openly in favor of legalizing prostitution, probably because that's what she did to get to the top. Kamala Harris lies repeatedly in her first speech as Biden's running mate. You can look that up in the National Review. Kamala Harris tends to cackle when she's saying things that don't make any sense at all. Kamala Harris tends to make statements that at no point have a point. And Kamala Harris is number two currently on the depth chart on the, right now in the White House. So it's mind boggling. But Joe Biden, we can't say that he's mind boggling because he doesn't say anything that requires the mind to think. I mean, we can't even process when he talks. It's like a mumbling sort of a Mr. Roboto. I don't even know what that is. And then, Aaron, you know this. I mean, Joe Biden is a guy whose son has a laptop that really is incriminating that his son has Hunter Biden. Joe Biden claims to have no knowledge of his son's business dealings with Ukraine. Joe Biden was the keynote speaker at the World Economic Forum in 2016, where he talked about the quote unquote mastering the fourth industrial revolution, aka the Great Reset. So really our number one, or the president of the United States, is pretty bad.
Yeah.
So like in the org chart, I think you got Mao at the very bottom. And then you got like Stalin, Mao, Stalin, Hitler. I'm not sure who was more murderous.
Right.
And you kind of move your way up, and then you go
Hunter's kind of up higher up, yeah, more credible people.
A little above Mao.
And then a little bit more credible than Hunter would be Kamala. And then maybe a little more credible is Biden. I don't even know how to sort that. I mean, it's just, it's truly nefarious.
It's like looking for kernels of corn in the vomit.
Oh, you know? there's a kernel. Yeah. Let me get that. Yeah.
Not good. And her comment on the fact that, you know, oh, let's have this population decreasing. I'm sorry, but you are in direct contradiction to be fruitful and multiply, which is what God's word says about what we should be doing.
Aaron, after we record today's show, I'm going to go look in the septic tank for things that are nutritious. And then I'm going to go look in the Biden White House and try to find someone of good character.
Those will be similar tasks. Very similar.
Well, we see this. It's almost too incredible, right? I mean, 10 years ago, would you have ever thought of a laptop would have come out with that many crimes on it, very clearly depicted, or that you would have a vice president advocating for population reduction openly? Because you remember that used to be a conspiracy theory, Clay, at least before a Reawaken America tour.
Well, you know, I think 10 years ago, I would have been 32 years old, and I don't want to get my dates wrong here, but if we type in Clay Clark, I'm going to look it up in Google real quick. Clay Clark, Mayor Tulsa. So I was, I don't want to get the year wrong. So 2009, so this would have been 14 years ago. So 14 years ago, I was like, you know, at that point, 28 years old, and I had built some successful companies and had sold them. And so I don't do well with downtime. And I saw in Tulsa that Tulsa, Oklahoma, wanted to, the agenda that the mayor was pushing was something that was a public-private partnership. Yeah. And my wife is like, why does that phrase bother you with such intensity? And I said, because it's not a private partnership. It's not private, nor is it public. It's a private partnership, private-public partnership, which means it's perverse.
Yes.
So therefore, it is, you know, satanic. It's globalist, whatever. And a lot of people thought I lost my mind, you know. And so the Democrat was running unopposed for mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I'll run. So I actually ran against an unopposed person by the name of Kathy Taylor. And because nobody else would vote, all the conservative front runners are most likely to win, weren't going to run because they thought she was unbeatable. I ran. And so we have a local talk radio station called 1170, one called KFAQ. They have a different networks. They're KRMG, 1170, KFAQ. Anyway, I was leading in the polls by a lot. Like a lot, like 8, 9, 10 points. And I'm at this point, not even a 30-year-old person. And these political experts on the right kept calling me going, how are you winning? And I go, well, I think my shirts are incredible. I had a shirt that said, vote Clay Clark, to make sure. And on the back, it said something pithy like, we want to make sure that Tulsa isn't the home of illegals and other sick birds. You know, and people were like, I think I get what he's saying here. So I want to say, make sure that Tulsa is not a home of illegals and other sick birds. And so that shirt did really well. And I intentionally misspelled illegal, you know, the whole ill eagle, sick bird. Yeah. Anyway, so I had that. And then I had other shirts like the fight against communism begins in Tulsa. And people who didn't see it, they were like, no, it's a public-private partnership. This isn't going to take Tulsa. And I'm like, this is definitely going to turn Tulsa into like a surveillance state. And this was 14 years ago. And everybody thought I had lost my mind. And I thought, you know what? Okay, I get a call from a top-running Republican. He says to me, Clay, big oil wealthy guy. He says, I would like to run for mayor. And I know that you're only running because she's not opposed. So if you will step down and support me, I would like to run. I said, okay. So that was the last time I really got involved in politics was then. And what prompted that is I had an opportunity to meet the mayors and governors and elected officials because I kept winning entrepreneur awards. And so when you win these business awards, and by the way, folks, if you want to learn more about my story, maybe you don't, but if you do, it's at thrivetimeshow.com. So I win these business awards. And what happens is these people get up, Matt, and they say, the next person we're going to introduce for this year's award is a great entrepreneur we're really paving the way for success like this in Tulsa. Let's hear it for Clay Clark. And I would get up, and the first time I played nice when I was 20, but the next time I'm like 22, 23, the next award I got, and I get up there and I'm like, hey, this will be very clear. I 100% disagree with everything you've ever done that I know of as mayor.
I also am not honored to be here. I don't want to be here. It's actually a waste of my time. And if you would deregulate and remove taxes, we would have a better economy. But despite you hindering me and impeding my growth at every possible turn, I find myself at this dinner where you're celebrating me. And I, anyway, that's my speech. And my wife was like, oh my gosh, he's doing it. And so that's kind of, and that kept happening. And then, so I wanted.
Your wife has had to say that quite a few times,
bro. Listen, well. I went to D.C. to get an award.
I remember,
yeah. And the chamber was taking me.
Yeah,
and they took me to the Palms restaurant, and I ran into this moron the other day. By the way, in the airport while I was headed to New York, and he says, "Clay, we're so honored by your success, and as a prominent conservative, I could see a future for you." Mm. And he takes me to the Palms restaurant with other awards winners. And the guy drops thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on food. And I said to him, who's paying for this? And he said, oh, it's just the taxpayers. And that was the conservatives in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where 77 counties voted for Trump, the most conservative place in the world, the Bible Belt. Mm-hmm. And that was 2007.
Yeah.
That's, you know, 15 years ago. I was so irritated. That's how it was. And so when we saw the models were that said 2.2 million people would die from COVID and the PCR tests said that everybody had COVID and I knew the models are false. The PCR tests are false. The treatments are real. And I called this guy, Aaron. I said, Aaron, you know, you run Oklahoma's largest home building company. Are we on the same page here? You're a Christian. You went to Rhema Bible College. Can we sue the mayor? Will you team up with me to sue the mayor of Tulsa if he does a lockdown, and we'll turn my office building into like a church? And Aaron, by the way, preaches and teaches at the Remnant Church on Thursdays. We're often, like last week, we had like 18,000 people streamed his service, which you can praise watch God. For free. And so that's what we did. And we did it. And I think Sean Foyt, you mentioned earlier before you brought us on there, Sean performed for Let Us Worship Night during the peak of the pandemic. We had, I don't want to exaggerate the numbers, but we'll say, about 1,000 people were there.
About 1,000 people.
And then General Flynn came to a town hall event to announce his endorsement of a candidate, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. And we just kept bumping into the same people. And so now I'm honored to call people like you and Eric Metaxas and General Flynn and Kash Patel. You guys are all friends. And a lot of you have spoken at the Reawaken America Tour. And all I'm trying to do is to share the truth, to lead people to Christ. I don't know how effective I am at this, but I keep running into about one person a week at a place, like I'm pumping gas, and they're like, Reawaken America, baby! Woo! You know, so it's like one person a week and I'm pumping gas.
That sounds like Ric Flair.
It does. One person a week. Woo! One person a week when I'm taking the kids to Brahms to get a, you know, to get a chicken sandwich or something. And so I keep running into people. And then this week we had a tipping point there, Matt. I had people that I haven't talked to in over a decade that really screwed me on a business deal. I mean, really bad. Mm. And they called me and go, they said, we really appreciate you waking us up. And it's, so I just wanted you to know, so it's not weird. We're going to come to your event and we're going to be sitting up close. And are we cool? And I'm going, I immediately forgive when people, you know, ask for forgiveness. So we're good. But I mean, I'm starting to see even people that were like former enemies from business deals that have really screwed me.
I've seen it too. Yeah.
They're now waking up, and they're, I mean, so people are waking up here, and the remnant is rising, and I hope we can save this republic.
See, that's a message that we need to get out there, a message of hope and a message of encouragement, because too often we've been hearing this defeatist attitude that, oh, you know, it's just getting worse and it's just hopeless and Trump's going to go to jail and blah, 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 blah. It's not just about Trump, right? It's about all of us. And when all of us wake up, they can't win. We will win. And guys like Yuval Noah Harari, those guys are going to be a byword and a laughingstock here in a few years as America wakes up.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna play a little clip here, and I want people to kind of it's echoing what you just said, and I hope this works here. Okay, so I'm going to contrast how bad it is with something hopeful.
Okay.
So the bad stuff, because people are like, oh, I want to hear some bad stuff. Just give me the work. Yeah, I need more negative news. What do you got?
I'm like, well, I hear a lot of people saying
that. No, there's a lot of people. I mean, they don't say it loud. They're just thinking it. And because everyone's got a neural link in their head, we can read their mind. Okay, here we go, folks.
And you see, the difference of this first industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah, and of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Holy crap.
The fourth industrial revolution has become a reality.
Holy crap.
Humans are now hackable animals.
Okay, so that's sort of now. Yuval ends his motivational pep talk. He gets up there and he's talking to a group. I don't know who is excited to see this guy, but listen to this pep talk he has.
This perhaps is going to be the biggest question in 21st century economics and politics. What to do with billions of useless humans? Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Holy crap.
Okay, so I mean, that's sort of like the far extreme. Now on your show, Matt, do you kind of, where do you fall on prophetic people? I just want to get your thoughts. It's not a trick question. I just want to know before I play this clip.
So we are a very prophetic ministry. That's where I'll start. Go ahead.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw out my bias. And Aaron, you can just cast out the demon of deceit if I'm lying to you, okay?
Okay.
I am a little bit freaked out by prophetic people.
You have been since I met you, yes.
I feel the way about prophetic people the way that a lot of people feel about mimes, mm-hmm. where they're like, and you're like, stop it, just talk to me. And they go, and then, you know, if you've ever been around mimes and you don't like them, I don't like mimes, but I'm like, just talk. I'm tired of this charade, buddy. Quit pretending like you have a ladder. Quit trying to lasso me and pull me in. You just say something. And they won't do it. I've seen them downtown. My wife's like, stop it. I'm like, oh, he will say something to me. Mm-hmm. You know, so mimes kind of aren't my game. And a lot of times prophetic people, I feel like sometimes God speaks directly to certain people because it says in the Bible he does. That's, you know, the fivefold ministry. And so we know that. Mm-hmm. There's also people that have figured out, like, you know, for a good time, pretend like you're a prophet. There's like a certain niche, and there's also guys who are like, for a good time, pretend you're a mime. No, I'm being serious. And
nobody says that, yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
And there are 27% of the Bible is
prophetic.
Prophetic.
And 73% is historical.
You have to, yeah.
So let's think about the. Let's all,
I got to point out one more thing, though,
yeah,
about prophets. Okay. So the thing about
money,
the thing about prophecy is that to God, prophecy, you know, there's a huge portion of the Bible that's historical,
yep.
and then there's a huge portion that's prophetic.
Right.
To God, they are one in the same.
Now,
he sees the end from the beginning, and he's just speaking out the historical events before they happen.
It's his so heart.
It is real.
And I don't even disagree, but I just want to make sure, because there's somebody listening right now, and you're like, thank you for saying that. There are people, we've all been to a comedy show, and the guy's not funny.
This is
and true. You know he's not funny, and I know he's not funny.
But he doesn't know he's not funny.
We've all seen like The Voice or something where the singer can't sing, but they think they can sing.
Yep.
We've all seen it. So there are certain people that'll say like spiritual hunches, and I'm not talking about those people. But I'm just saying there's in my life growing up as a kid, there's been a lot of people that claim to be prophetic that turns out they weren't. But there are real prophets. And I don't want anybody out there to lose hope about real prophecy. I just want to be clear, though, that I, too, grasp where you're coming from if you're a little bit leery on the prophetic. I get it. Trust me. So this guy, Kim Clement, was a prophet, may he rest in peace, who God was using. And I'm going to yell out the dates. I'll tell you the dates. But February 10th of 2007, he said this. And I was sitting right next to President Trump in the same physical room with him while watching these prophecies with him, sharing with President Trump these prophecies. That was the most surreal experience of all time. I'm actually sharing these prophecies with President Trump. So let me hit play here, folks. And this is what Kim Clement said. Here we go.
Trump shall become a trumpet.
April 4th, 2007.
Says the Lord. No, you didn't hear me. Trump shall become a trumpet. Are you listening to me? I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet. It will be a praying president, not a religious one. But I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord.
Now, has that all that not happened so far?
All of those things did happen.
Okay, yeah. So now February 10th, 2007, he continues.
God says, I will put at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts.
So he said that Trump would be a president for two terms and that he would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, there's a prophetic word that I think a lot of people can hang on to for some hope right now as we go through this rough time. Also, I will say, if prophecies were delivered the way that I wish they would be delivered, so it'd be easier for me, this is how they would happen. The prophet would get up there, mm-hmm. no music, no real energy, and he would go, you know, I got a prophecy that in 1492, you know, Columbus is going to sail the ocean blue. And I would go, he already did that. And he's like, exactly. That's why I'm always right. Because I only talk about stuff that happened in the past. And for my next prophecy, Ronald Reagan will become a president for 2 terms. And I'm like, he already was. Exactly. And that's why and that would be the prophecies I'd be more comfortable with because it would have already happened.
That's just called stating the facts.
Right.
The
and that's what I would prefer. That's where I would prefer to be. And I just think this prophetic is a place we can hang our hat on, knowing that God did speak to Kim Clement about these things. We should feel very encouraged. However, it is slightly terrifying if you're new to the prophetic word to hear those things. So that's kind of my thoughts on it.
Well, doesn't it build faith? I mean, this builds faith with prophecy and speaking out the heart of God. And we're seeing it borne out in our time. Some of these things were spoken of, not just by Kim Clement, but several other people here in the last 2 decades. We're seeing it bear out right now in this time. And yes, it looks bleak. We've got somebody who doesn't even know which direction to walk off the platform, you know, in front of a press conference right now in the White House. We have a vice president who is, well, you already stated it. She rose to office. Well, anyway, yes. I'm trying to be polite because this is on American Christian Network, Clay, so we're trying to be polite here.
Well, it's like this. If you watched House of Cards, I remember years ago, many people were like, you got to watch House of Cards, but it's really dirty. And they're like, it's so gross. It's so terrible. Well, I talked to somebody, I won't mention their name, but I'll just say they're a member of Trump's inner circle. And I met them pretty early on. And I said, hey, can I ask you, like, I don't do politics. A lot of people are saying that, you know, House of Cards is such a gross movie. It's so lascivious. It's so duplicit. It's so backbiting. It's so the whole thing. And I've been told that politics is much worse than that. Is that accurate? And this person says, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's much worse. And I think if you had any idea how Kamala Harris got to where she is, you would, you know, you have a reluctance to shake her hand, let alone for her to be the vice president. And I'm going, what? And he goes, no, you'd have a reluctance to, like, listen to Joe Biden without, like, because he's so compromised on so many levels that you would have you have like a demonic, he's like, you would have almost like you'd be like you're watching a demon if you watch this guy speak. And I go, are you kidding me? He goes, no, I'm telling you, when the world finds out the kind of corruption that's been going on with that family and what actually happens in Ukraine with said biolabs. And I'm going, because he's kind of freaking me out. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, anything else you need to know? He goes, yeah. Most people who are in movies, that you see mainstream movies,
that's right.
They are kind of excited about this chemical compound called adrenochrome. And I said, what? Now, this is before we had Jim Caviezel speak at the Reawaken America tour. Mm-hmm. Because Jim spoke in April of 2021 at the Reawaken America tour about adrenochrome. And I'm going, yes, what? Mm-hmm. And this guy, this is a top political advisor guy. He says, the chemical compound known as adrenochrome really exists. Look it up. And it is derived in a way that it's unspeakable. And they often call it the white rabbit because of the shape of the chemical compound. And when you discover that most people in most movies, most of the time that you watch on TV are into that, you would have a very, trust me, it is spiritual warfare, says this person who's a new believer. Mm. And I'm like, what? So again, as calls to action, as words of encouragement today, I'm going to give people 3 calls to action if we can here. One is I encourage you, go to timetofreeamerica.com and come join us at the Las Vegas Reawaken America Tour. It's August 25th and 26th. And we have literally, you can name your price. So you can, it's not a kind of a vague statement. You can name your price. You can pay whatever price you want to pay. That's a literal offer. The next thing is we have under 250 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America tour. And finally, it's completely uncensored. There's no teleprompters. I don't tell the speakers what to say. So when you see Jim Brewer, Roseanne, Kash Patel, Eric Trump, Don Jr., Devin Nunes, you see all these wonderful people, Dr. Simone Gold, Mike Lindell, Stella Emanuel, Amanda Grace, Julie Green, you talk about the prophetic. These people get up there. I sincerely have no idea what they're going to say, Aaron. I don't know. I don't tell them what to say. It's a 2-day event, 70 plus speakers. And also you can watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com, starring Pastor Archer Pulowski, Mike Lindell, and General Flynn.
Clay Clark, thanks for joining me on Patriot Radio today. We got about 30 seconds left. Really appreciate everything you're doing. And we'll have to talk offline. I have my personal experience when we rescued some kids from overseas, and kind of all of the things that came out after we had done that, we didn't even know what we were really preventing them from falling into. Just an absolutely incredible story. Anyway, thank you for your time, and thank you for your ministry, because I believe Reawaken America is a ministry, and it is not only awakening America, it's awakening the entire world. We're seeing a lot of people in Africa that are watching exactly what's going on in America, and now they're taking it to places like Kenya, and that should encourage you as well.
Hey, thank you for your time, brother. Have a great day. It's timetofreeamerica.com.
God bless. Clay Clark, timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And also coming up here on August 20th at 5 p.m. right in downtown Spokane at the Pavilion, Sean Foyt, Let Us Worship, is going to be here doing baptisms. We're going to do some prophecy there. We're going to do some prophecy. And there is also going to be a huge time of open air worship. Please join us August 20th, 5 p.m. It's a Sunday night. You should be able to make it. Mark your calendars. And also, before that, August 11th and 12th, we are doing evangelism training with Chris Overstreet. We're sending evangelism teams out into Spokane throughout the entire city. He's bringing his mini gospel truck. We're going to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the darkest areas of Spokane, Washington. And then at night, on Friday the 11th, 7 p.m., we're going to be doing worship service. And then on Saturday at 6 p.m. in the evening, we're going to be doing worship service. I look forward to seeing you all then. As Clay Clark said, this is the time of awakening right now. And while things do look bad, God is on the move. This is Matt Shea. Thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you. And he is making this generation the greatest one. The awakening is here. Keep up the fight.